This is Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. She's a columnist, commentator, and sought-after guest on talk radio programs around the country. She has a master's degree from Columbia University and an operatic voice that can shatter glass. Here's your host of Spouting Off, Karen Cataline.
And welcome to the Friday edition of Spouting Off here on BBS Radio. The number to call if you want to chime in, I'll say it right up front. For our first segment, I got some spouting off to do, but I always have time if you'd like to call in. We have a one and only guest on Spouting Off today, but he won't be with us until just a little later. I'll tell you who it is and a little later in the program. The number to call if you'd like to talk to me live, if you're listening to the Friday edition of Spouting Off on BBS Radio, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And by the way, if you'd like to listen to the Tuesday and Thursday edition of Spouting Off, same show, just out of Nashua, New Hampshire, and you don't have to live in Nashua, New Hampshire, God knows I don't. So all you got to do is go to my website, www.karencataline.com, and there will be a listen live button on the left-hand side. And you can listen to Spouting Off Tuesdays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. Pacific time. And as you know, you're listening to Spouting Off on Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. We also have the wonderful K-Star Radio Network and other simulcasts, podcasts, you name it. This show has a life of its own. At least we hope so. So, gosh, what's going on? Nothing at all. Nothing whatsoever. I've been talking about it all week, ranting about it, but also feeling better and better and better. What amazes me and continues to is the number of people who are despondent, depressed, worried, scared, and afraid Trump isn't going to pull this off. And it isn't just Trump, by the way. You know, I've been saying this is for all the marbles. Well, it isn't just for Trump. Trump is the conduit for all of it. But it's about saving the country for the next generation. Nothing big. It's about saving the Western world for freedom, liberty. It's about stopping the so-called Great Reset, which is designed to force one world government, communism, socialism on all of us, because America and Israel have been the blocks in the way of these people. How have these people all gotten together to do this? That's why even the most rational of us, which I like to think I am, most of the time, the most rational of us say, I sound like a black helicopter person. I sound like I'm wearing a tinfoil hat. How could all these people be in on it? Did they have a secret meeting on Zoom because everybody was locked in their house? How could this be that so many people are corrupt? Well, now the news is starting to trickle out, and it's big. More and more and more news is trickling out, and don't think for a minute it isn't all related, because it is. Coronavirus, the lockdowns, related, because it is. All the new news about Eric Swalwell, what an awful human being, accusing Donald Trump of exactly the sedition that he's been engaging in, and the Democrats scrambling to figure out what they're going to do to get him out of this, because the Democrats all knew it. Now, just in case you've been living under a rock, and I'm sure you haven't because you're listening to Spouting Off, Eric Swalwell, I can't even say his name. He's just a slimy snake. He has been having a sexual relationship with a Chinese spy. We're not supposed to think that's any big deal, since Swalwell is on the intelligence committee. I believe he was already kicked off. And we'll talk about that and much more with our guest. But now we're hearing something very important, and that is that, what's his name? I got to have his name written down here because it's terrible. Hannity interviewed, it'll come to me. He's wonderful. I love him. His name will come to me. If you want to call me and remind me, that's good. He said, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg because mayors and governors are going to be found to be colluding with the Chinese as well. Now, how has all that happened? I don't think it's been out in the news, but I have a lousy memory for names, but I do remember things that I know are exceptionally important. The previous president, who's turning out to be the ringleader for much of this, many of us were terrified during that presidency because we knew we had somebody who, at the very least, was a Muslim Marxist and at the very most was plotting the demise of the country that elected him president. Now we're finding out that's true because he's been plotting the demise of Donald Trump. He was behind the... He knew about all of it, and we're finding out that that's true. And what else did he do? Not only did he send boatloads of cash to Iran, the country that wants to destroy us, with Susan Rice, by the way, look at all the same people. Now you get to see who Biden would elect, would appoint. He wouldn't appoint anybody. It's Obama's third term on steroids, a much more vicious Obama third term than was the first two, in which he used his position of power to set things in place for the so-called great reset, where they're going to turn this country into a communist nightmare. Now, you know, if we had said that during the Obama administration, which some of us did, including myself, people thought we were crazy. But guess what? We're not. Anyway, I still can't remember the name of that guy. That just bugs me. Former intelligence director, and it's terrible, but I'll come up with it at the commercial. Nevertheless, he said this is just the tip of the iceberg. So my question is, how did they know? How did all these people get corrupted? First of all, they were primed to be corrupted because they're politicians and they have self-interest and they're weak, slimy people with no principles. That's who gets elected in our system. But remember, here's what I was going to say. Remember when in 2015, it was announced kind of like, oh my God, how terrible. There was an intelligence breach and a whole bunch of private personal HR personnel information was leaked to guess who? The Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists, all of some of our higher up, our highest level people, their personal private secrets were leaked. How many times have I said that getting people and co-opting them is a matter of a Faustian bargain, basically with devil? What does the devil do? He plays on your greatest weakness. If it's women, he'll know about it in the personnel file. If it's sex, well, same thing. Maybe not. If it's gay sex, if it's God forbid, child porn, if it's any number of things, if it's money, fame, recognition, ambition, he wants to be president or he wants to be higher up in the government, whatever is his weakness, that's what they play on. Why did this Chinese spy go over to Swillwall? Because that was his weakness. They could hire tons of spies to come and tell people it's called the carrot and the stick. Either we'll give you just what you want. You want a lot of money? We'll give you $1.5 billion like they gave to Hunter Biden. You want sex? We got prostitutes out the wazoo. They're spies. They're going to steal all of America's secrets. But, you know, whatever it takes to get what we want. And boy, was it easy for China to corrupt our people. And now the tide and the tables are turning. So Christine, it was Richard Grenell. You see, I wrote it down right there in front of me, and I'm not even looking at my notes because I'm just doing this, I'm just ranting. So it was Richard Grenell. You can find that video. In fact, I put it on my Facebook page, that it's mayors and governors. Has there been a mayor or a governor that's been acting like a dictator, shutting restaurants down, shutting people's lives, livelihoods down, telling people they can't leave their home, telling people they can't walk in a park? Nothing could be, you can't worship in synagogue or church. Those mayors are doing the bidding of the communist Chinese, shutting down the government. Why? Oh, we have to wear those masks. Where did we see people? All of them, every single one. No faces, no names, just no individuality, marching in lockstep in a socialist nightmare. Where did we see that? In China. Right after the virus, we saw tons of people walking around in masks. Well, that's what China wanted to do to America. And we know it because I've said it before. And it's on my wall because I've said it so many times. 2,300 years ago, long before Islam, Arabs discovered that forcing people to cover their nose and mouths broke their will and individuality. It depersonalized them. It made them submissive. That's why they imposed it on every woman, the mandatory use of a fabric over the face. The mask is the beginning of deleting individuality. I've been saying that for, 9 or 10 months now. And notice that even when the virus was dormant through the summer, there wasn't one Democrat, mayor, governor, or unelected bureaucrat from the health department that did not say, you got to keep wearing the mask and it's mandatory. Nothing in the Constitution that tells you that these unelected bureaucrats get to tell you what to put on your face. And frankly, honestly, if this were the bubonic plague, as I've said many times, people would do it voluntarily because they don't want to drop down dead in the streets. That's not the kind of virus we have here. We have a virus that's 99.98% non-lethal, and people are finally beginning to figure that out. But they've been so terrified, so scared, that they haven't been able to think of anything else. So what's that tell you about who these people are? You don't have to have meetings in dark-filled rooms when you've got a communist Chinese government with tons and tons of money that has made it very clear through videos we've seen in the last week that they have people high up in our government in positions of power that are on their side. These are the videos that are coming out now. Why are they coming out now? Because all of these pieces of the puzzle are going to start coming, being put together. Now, I was having a conversation with somebody before I came on the air, and he is indicative of many people I've spoken to who are despondent, who are scared, who are worried, who don't think the deep state will allow. First, remember, always, 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 when they say to you they're not going to overturn the results of an election, tell me, ask your friends, who determined the result of the election thus far? There's only one entity that has done that, and that is the media. That's the media. You can't overturn an election that hasn't been called yet. Don't ever forget it. There's much more to come. We're going to have my friend Erskine on, my one and only guest, in just a little bit. He is a fascinating man, and we will talk about this and a whole lot more. Karen Cataline, and you are listening to Spouting Off here on BBS Radio and all across the country. Stay tuned. Lots more to come right after this.
Look looking for even more great conservative talk radio? The K-Star Talk Radio Network is a Christian-owned, alternative conservative news and talk radio internet broadcasting network. They have a full line of programming about spiritual, political, social, economic, financial, and health-related topics. And their goal is to encourage critical thinking about the issues of the day. The K-Star Talk Radio Network features great shows like America's First News, The Keith Hansen Show, Erskine, and Spouting Off with Karen Cataline. Check out the whole schedule at their website at kstarradionetwork.com. Time could be short for a free people to share ideas in a free society. K-Star Radio Network is fighting a spiritual war on an earthly plane. Visit them today at kstarradionetwork.com.
I'm your happy host, Karen Cataline, and I'm telling you, I am so blessed to be doing this. Yes, I got into it late in life, but better late than never. I think it was what I was always meant to do. I don't know. I don't have a direct line, but sometimes I do. Anyway, among the things I get to do when I get to be guests on other people's programs and fill in is meet the most fascinating people. And over the last several years, I think, I've had the pleasure of being a guest on this Next Gentleman show often. And I've gotten to know him a little bit, and he is not only a fascinating person with a background that you'll just never hear anywhere else, but he has insight, he has principles, and he's just an all-around fascinating guy. His name is Erskine, and for nearly 30 years, Erskine has successfully dared to investigate the truth, examine the mysterious, and enjoy the humorous. He's a man of many, many talents, having a background in entertainment, investigation, business enterprise, and mingling with the famous here and abroad. He's the winner of the Sacred Fire of Liberty Excellence in Health Journalism and Voice of Liberty. And if I keep reading his bio, we won't have time to talk to him. Welcome to Spouting Off, Erskine.
It's an honor to be with you, Karen Cataline. Your show is fabulous. It's the best. And you absolutely know how to cut through the garbage and get to what we need. And we need the truth today. That's the one thing we are lacking in news today and stories. We've got to get to the truth. The truth will set us free.
And yes, and you do that on your show. Every weekend, you're on the USA Radio Network. We'll give you plenty of time to plug that.
Oh,
the
good.
The Erskine Show. Yes. But tell everybody, since we have the luxury of a little bit of time here, which is not always the case in talk radio, you know, we all live by the clock. Tell everybody about about your background. You weren't Kreskin, you were Erskine, but you had quite the career in magic, in clairvoyance. You were an entertainer. Just tell us just a little bit and whet our appetite as to who Erskine is.
Well, I did a lot of work in doing magic. I started out doing magic shows, and then I thought, this is all interesting and it's all fun, but people enjoy one thing. The most important thing to any person is what? Themselves. And at that point, I started getting into the psychic entertainment. And it became entertainment, and I enjoyed it. And then I said, well, some of this is real. And then from there, I started talking about UFOs, and I discovered that there was some truth, a lot of fantasy in that. And when I got into that and started exploring it, I saw just how much was being set up and how we were being lied to about one thing on top of another in this country. And I said, I can't continue on with this. I've got to start telling the truth. And so I started doing a different type of program at that point. And that one thing led to another. And the more I've discovered, the less truth that we have available to us as Americans or actually in the world. There are people mm-hmm. who wish to control us, and we have this happening all the time. We're seeing it with the mask. We're seeing it much more obvious today than it was back then. But the fact right. of the matter is, I learned that. I learned that it's like in magic, and magic was really helpful to me because you see the magician uses an assistant, so people are looking over there while they're doing something over here. And you can look at this with the Solwell incident. And what's he doing? He's accusing Trump of having a collusion with the Russians, which he never did. He never brought forward any information or anything, accusing Trump of doing all that while he was having liaisons and affairs with the Chinese, and they were putting him into office. So what you see, what they're showing you, is not necessarily what they want, because they're using that for subterfuge. And through magic, you can learn where there's one, there's normally two. Where someone is hiding something over here, you're watching the pretty assistant, and over there, they're doing something that they don't want you to see, because that's going to appear to try to fool people. And I don't really like to fool people. I like people to come along on a journey and show them possibilities that may occur.
Yeah, and you have such a loyal audience. People have been listening to you for years, and you can tell, listeners, what a spectacular radio voice he has, too. Your voice is really like none other. I love listening to your speaking voice.
Well, I've got a friend of yours on this week who starts Hour One. That's a stand-up comedian, attorney, and also
Bert Schlichter.
Yes. He is a brilliant man. Absolutely, totally brilliant, and he talks about the Chinese influence, and then nobody knows about the Chinese influence better than Trevor Loudon, who wrote
nobody
The Enemies
knows.
Within, and this was the
Trevor
first time.
Loudon, yes.
Yes, he talked about the Chinese who are in, have infiltrated into our Senate and into our House, into the halls of Congress, and we've seen that in spades this week. And then I've got Jim Roach, who talks about strategies in cancer, God's House Calls, how he learned about God through his patients, and also Jim Roach talks about COVID. So COVID has been the excuse for the destruction, basically, of the country, and this has been the excuse for throwing the election and everything else. COVID, keep yourself masked, don't deal with people, but they've had over 120,000 suicides in this country. Because we are social beings, and it has gone up. The murder rate has gone up, and people are not looking at that. The number of people going in with heart attacks has been up 300%. The number of people with cancer not being checked, not being tested, has gone way up. The side effects of this and of the, don't call it COVID, of the China virus that came from Wuhan, China.
Mm-hmm. Who gave them money, by the way?
Dr. Fauci gave the money, right?
Yeah.
Good Dr. Fauci, the good doctor, has four patents on the AIDS virus, has part of the vaccine. Let's not even go there. We've got so much else to talk about.
Erskine, let's back up a little bit, because when you said you're having, first I want to talk a little bit about what these guests say, Schlichter, Loudon, and I'm not familiar with the third one, but I've had both of those on my show at various
Jim
times.
Jim Roach is a medical doctor who went back to school and became a holistic practitioner. And what's so unique about that is he spent 15 years putting people on drugs, 15 taking them off. And he had a vision. A lady came to her with him with a psychic impression and said, Jim, you've got to put compassion back into medicine. And indeed, the medical doctors have to put compassion back into medicine. It doesn't work without it. And he also talks about the power of prayer. And with the power of prayer, he said, if you have cancer, and he tells stories about people who were cured and treated, he said, somebody gets cancer, they come to him, he hugs them, and then he says, let's say a prayer. I said, what if they don't believe? Prayer relieves stress. So if we started to pray, whatever God you believe in, whatever you believe, because the God in you, the old Jewish greeting is, God in me loves the God in you. And if you understand that and you're able to say that to somebody and feel and touch the God within them, it's not necessarily the same God, because we're all individuals. And that's why I love capitalism as opposed to socialism, because socialism's about the collective. Capitalism's about the individual. And God loves the individual because look at all the people in the world. No two, even identical twins, don't have the same fingerprints. Think about that. It's a miracle.
It is. It is. Erskine, before
yes,
you, I mean, I love it. I could ask you a question, go have a cup of coffee, because you are full of great information. But I want everybody, since you talked about your show, we might as well tell them how they can hear your show this weekend. How do they hear Erskine?
You can hear it anytime by going to Erskine, E-R-S-K-I-N-E. It's weird. I couldn't spell it until I was in the third grade. Put an E on the end of it. E-R-S-K-I-N-E, radio,
right.
at ErskineRadio. Yeah, that's our website.
ErskineRadio.com.
ErskineRadio.com. Yes, very
and
simple.
You can you get on a list so that you can have an advance notice? I'm on your list.
Yes, and you can listen to it 24/7 anytime you want to.
Yep.
And this last week, Trevor Loudon was awesome, and the stories about COVID and the medical updates were just awesome this week. It's not that I'm so smart, and it's not that Karen's so smart. We try to have the best guest on to present the truth, both Karen and myself.
Yeah, and you're
and
my
we listen
today.
To our guests, what they have to say. We don't tell them, but we listen to what they have to say, and we're trying to present the truth from the best people.
Exactly. Now, a comment on Schlichter. And that is, he's one of my favorite guests ever. And yet the last time I had him on, which was just last week, because they did a bunch of Main Street Radio Network last week, is that I was heartsick to find out that he doesn't think Trump's going to win. And he thinks it'll be a Biden presidency. And I told him I am becoming more and more and more cautiously optimistic that the good guys are going to pull this out. And Schlichter, as smart as he is, he's a prolific novelist, writer.
Yes.
He writes op-eds. He's amazing. And yet, almost every attorney that I have talked to feels similarly to Schlichter. And I think it's because they aren't very creative thinkers, and they keep forgetting, I hate to say this about Schlichter, but all of them, they keep forgetting that 2020 is like no other year in our lifetimes.
None other. And there's also something that gives me a lot of hope. I gravitate back and forth. I wake up one day and I say, oh, my God, Biden's going to get in. We're going to become a communist country. And then the next day I wake up, oh, my goodness, this looks wonderful for our president. But when I look at the fact that Kamala, however she pronounces, I don't care.
Communist Harris.
Right. When I look at the fact that here she is, here it is mid-December, getting up to mid-December, and she's still senator. Now, if she believed that they were going to get in, she would have given that up by now. Now, look at what Barack Obama did. He gave it up long before Thanksgiving because he knew that he had won. And look at her. She is still sitting there as senator. You're not hearing a word from her. And I really feel like...
Yeah, and she's being implicated. She's being implicated in this thing with Biden as well. She's knee-deep in the Chinese communist plot. Listen, we got to take a break. Can you hold on?
Sure. Absolutely. For you, anything.
Okay. You know how it's done, Erskine. We got to take a short break. We're talking to Erskine like no other, one and only. Stay tuned. Karen Cataline, you're listening to Spouting Off.
Do you have a secret that's been bothering you? Have you been wondering if what you're thinking or feeling is normal? Is there someone with whom you've needed to clear the air, but you haven't been able to find the right words? Sometimes you need an objective, second opinion to help you see your problem more clearly. Ask Aunt Emma, and she'll help you move past what's getting in your way. She's a former therapist who is wise and caring, but instead of therapy, she'll give you terrific advice. It's free to ask Aunt Emma and explain your need, problem, or question. If you both agree, you pay only $1.39 a minute. It's anonymous, it's confidential, and you'll be surprised at how effective it is. You can ask Aunt Emma by going to facebook.com/askauntemma. There, you'll find her phone number and extension number. That's facebook.com/askauntemma. Ask Aunt Emma today.
You're listening to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back to Spouting Off. Yes, I'm Karen Cataline, and one of the great things is I get to have friends on the air and talk to them. And people become friends because when I talk to hosts around the country and I realize that we're totally on the same page, and plus we can disagree if we want to, well, then they become friends. And I hope you're doing that too in your sphere of influence. Find patriots and recognize you are not alone. We all want to save this country. We're talking to Erskine, the one and only Erskine. You can listen to his program 24/7, ErskineRadio.com. He has great guests, and you know, he's just fun to listen to. Thanks for holding on. You are my one and only guest for this edition of Spouting Off.
Listen, I'd like to mention something, if I might, if you
Please.
Don't mind.
Go right ahead.
I ended up reading some information that I had not read about before, about Hanukkah, since Hanukkah begins today, and Hanukkah, actually yesterday, but the fact of the matter is, what happened with Hanukkah was the Israelis, the Jewish Jews of the day, had become run over by the communists of the day, who were the Greeks, and they put statues of Zeus to be honored in the temples, and they forced the people, they couldn't worship, they forced them to bring gifts and presents and sacrifices to Zeus. Well, the people had done that, they acquiesced for a little while, but there was a small band, and they got together, and they said, this is not what God wants for us. And
That's
the Maccabees.
Right.
And they came in, and they routed the bigger army of the Greeks. They sent them back, put them on their heels, they took over, and God showed them a miracle. The miracle was that they had to use purified oil for the candle to light, and it was only good for one day, and it stayed lit for 8 days. This gave them confidence that God indeed was on their side. We've got to have that same type of confidence. We're seeing miracles occur even today. Every day there are miracles which are occurring. We've got to look at this, and we've got to have our own Maccabees who come forward to help us. People say, we're like in no other time ever. Yes, there was a time like this, and the Jewish people rose up, and they found God again. But without God, we're not going to rise up. They want to destroy our Judeo-Christian system here. That's the first thing they have to destroy, and that's the one thing that we must hold on to, and more people are.
Erskine, I mean, leave it to you to bring heart to this program. You are exactly right. I had Rabbi Yitzhak David Smith. I mean, why his last name is Smith, I don't know, but he's from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke yesterday. You got to get him on. He spoke yesterday about Hanukkah and about the clear Hanukkah is the festival of lights.
Right,
and
but it's a
little
story
bit of light.
That is valid today.
Finish.
Back then.
It is. What he said was, see, we're both trying to talk at the same time because we have so many ideas to get out, but you're my guest, so I want to defer to you. What he said, though, was that a little bit of light can shed an awful lot of light in the dark.
Right.
It doesn't take very much light to brighten the dark spots. And that is what Hanukkah is about. And the fact that you connected what the Maccabees and the Festival of Lights, which, by the way, has always been kind of a minor holiday to most Jews,
it's
Passover,
like Purim. You know, it's not
but
a big deal.
It, But Purim is a huge deal. The lessons of Purim I've only learned late in life, and I won't go there. But I never, you know, when I was a kid, I'd go to Purim carnivals and throw a ping pong ball into a fishbowl. And if it ended up there, then I got to take the fish home, and he lived for 24 hours and died.
Right,
to me, that is Purim. But that's not what Purim is about. Purim is about the God being there, even if his name is never mentioned. It's about upside downness, about black being white, right being left, and not being able to believe rise because things are upside down, which are the kind of thing we're living through now. So tell me, let's stay on this a little bit about spirituality, about faith. Talk to us about your faith, Erskine. Because I know that you are a lover of the Jewish people, but you're also a Christian. So how has your faith been helping you through these enormously difficult times that we are looking at now?
I believe that no matter what faith you are, you have to turn to your God, and you have to find the God within you. That's the only thing that's going to see us through. It's not going to be our government. It's not going to be this, that, or the other. But if we lose our track of God, and you lose that, then you've lost everything. Because we're here just for a short time on this earth, but eternity's forever. And I talked to Jerome Corsi. You know Dr. Corsi. You've had him on.
Oh, he's great. Of course, many times.
And he told me that when he was under siege by Mueller and Weissman and all of those people, that he came up to, he talked to his wife, and he said, "Honey, they want me to lie to them." And they kept telling him, "If you tell us this story we want to hear. Otherwise, you're going to go to prison, and you're going to die a poor old man in prison." And his wife told him, said, "Better to tell the truth and keep your soul than to lie." And, He ended up putting a huge lawsuit on Mueller, and he's one of the reasons they stopped the whole investigation.
Yes. And he just filed another lawsuit with the Supreme Court as well. I'd have to go back and check on it, but I had him last week, and he said his wife told him, "If you lie, you will not be the man I married." Right,
and that is what we need because between his belief, his religious belief, and his wife's encouragement, he was grilled for 72 hours, not straight, but for 72 hours. Nobody in there, no attorney allowed, and he's in his 70s. I don't know who could stand up under that, but he did because he had God on his side, and he had a strong enough religious conviction that he was able to stand up through it. People who really follow the Torah, people who really follow the testament of Jesus Christ, those who follow their God, those who follow Confucius or Buddha, they all stand up for their God, and they all have a deep belief in God. Maybe a little bit different, but there's one God over all of us.
You know what, Erskine, and your very articulate explanation there, I would only add, as I've done often on your program, that this is why people of faith are among the biggest threats to communists, socialists, and authoritarians.
Oh, yes.
Because they answer to a higher authority like Hebrew National, and it ain't the state. It ain't the state that they answer to. They answer to God, which means they hold themselves accountable to a higher standard. And yes, they're among the most law-abiding, which is hard to get them to do civil disobedience because they are so law-abiding. But in the end, they know that the state isn't God. And socialists and communists want to get rid of anything that is competition to them.
Absolutely. That's the first thing they want to do. They want to get rid of anything competition. And in China, you can't have a picture of Jesus up. They're taking those down and they're putting pictures of Mao up. These are the people who you worship, Mao and Deng Xiaoping.
Yeah,
they want their pictures. Yeah. They're going into people's homes who they know are Christian. They're taking any sort of a picture down. Of course, I don't think Jesus ever posed for a Polaroid or anything, but the fact is they're taking them all down. The images, they're taking away anything. They would take away the Star of David. They would take away the cross. They would take away anything because they are the Lord High Almighty. And they're going to pay a price for this. They are going to pay a price, and they are. You can have their body, but you're not taking their soul. And so people realize.
That's what Gandhi said. If they kill me, they'll have my dead body, not my obedience. That's what he said.
Right, right. So, I would rather die on my feet than supplicate myself on my knees to these people. And we have to stand up and know this. What we really need in this country is what the old song of the 60s. In the 60s, there were two things. Don't trust anybody. Question everything. What's that? What's right. happened to that? No, you have to believe Fauci. You've got to believe everything. You can't.
By many of the same people, Erskine, by the
right.
same lefty liberals who were doing things, rock and roll, question authority. Now they're authority. They don't want to be questioned at all.
No, don't question that. No, you can't question it because the science tells us. Yeah, right. And then you have to go to the other extreme where people are talking about, they had a representative who was talking about all white people being bad and all this stirring up racial problems. How about the song, What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love? It's the only thing that there's just too little of. That's what we need. And this season that is sacred to not just Christianity, not just to the Jews, but to many religions around the world. This is a time of sacredness because the sun came back, for goodness sake, and we're going to see a rebirth of the sun as Saturnella. But the fact of the matter is, during this season, let's have a rebirth of love. That's what we need. That's what God was all about. Before there was God, there was love, and God came from love. God created us out of love, and that's
Can
what
I
we
add,
need in this country.
I
don't mean to make it a preaching session. I really didn't, but we need some hope.
Hey, the real you is coming out. But you know what? Love, yes, but also accountability. You can't have honest love unless people are held accountable.
We need
and
to hold
I
them accountable,
the
and let me talk about two things where we need to be accountable. Number one, Saul Well ought to be kicked out of Congress. The man was a double A. He was working with an agent, having a Chinese agent that close. He needs to go. Dianne Feinstein, she's gone off the deep end. And the reason
Pelosi knew about it. Pelosi
knew
about, what's his name? Stillwell. Falwell. No, not Falwell. Swalwell.
He needs to be kicked out, not just kicked off of that off of his committee. He needs to be kicked out. And you've got another situation, the Bidens and what they did with China. Now, why is that coming out now? So if Biden would get in, they could get rid of him really, really quickly for Kamala to get in because they want to get rid of Biden very quickly. He's a puppet. He's a useful idiot. And if you watch him very closely right now.
Kamala is knee-deep into it, too. She's already been implicated in it. And what I hear is that Trump and Pence will be filing a lawsuit against, get this, Biden and Harris. How about that? I got to keep Erskine for one more segment. How could you let such an interesting, loving, sort of interesting man go since he's been so generous with his time? Can you hold on, Erskine?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be back with Erskine to tell us more. I love having him spout off. Here on Spouting Off, I'm your host, Karen Cataline. We'll be right back after this.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Welcome back. And it is December. Not only it is a wonderful holiday season with Hanukkah and Christmas and the end of the year, which people think somehow the year is going to change because of that. And you know what? It might, but not because of the calendar, because we think, Erskine and I think, I think similarly, that we are cautiously optimistic. And I also wish, before we just, we're going to get right back to our guest, that you have a wonderful weekend, because news is rolling out faster than you can probably keep up with it. And even I and people who are, who do this for a living, take breaks. And I look forward to Shabbos, which is Friday night, and Saturday. I'm not exactly Shabbos observant, but I mark it. I light candles. And of course, there'll be Hanukkah as well to light candles for. And it's important to stay near your loved ones. Be prepared for anything. Hope for the best. Pray for the best. Be prepared for the worst. And enjoy your weekend. That, this is the closer for a segment. But we have a whole other segment with Erskine, I'm happy to say. Erskine is a very much loved talk radio host, and with a fascinating background, which we covered earlier in the show. And you can hear him anytime, 24/7 at ErskineRadio.com. And you find me over there sometimes, too. And it is so much fun to talk to Erskine when he calls me. Thank you. Your first time here on Spouting Off, Erskine. Thanks for staying with us.
I love being on. Now, K-Star, we're both on K-Star, and we need to tell people that.
Yes.
You want to hear us earlier and better? Listen on K-Star, because I'm a big fan of terrestrial radio and also internet radio. So it's a wonderful, and we're very proud and happy to be there. Thank you, Karen, for helping with that.
Yeah, we even have a commercial that mentions your show once every hour on Spouting Off on BBS Radio, that you can hear Erskine, and you can hear Keith Hansen, and, of course, Karen Cataline and Spouting Off. Let's move, if we will, to you alluded to the thing that I mentioned, too, this week, which was it's a real emotional roller coaster, and I said I wasn't going to get caught up in it, and then, of course, I'm up, I'm down, I'm in between. But first, they dismissed the Pennsylvania suit. Then we find out the Texas suit was the real one, and they kept that under wraps, and that surprised us all. So a lot of us are putting a lot of hope and interest in this Texas lawsuit, which more and more people are signing on to. Wax philosophic, if you will, about the Texas lawsuit and what you think we might be able to look forward to.
If the Texas lawsuit is successful, as I understand it, I'm no expert on this, but as I understand it, if it is successful, then they throw out all of the election from these four states, from Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. They throw out all of the election on that, all the results, because they say that it was not done fairly and equally for everyone. It was done under a tremendous cloud. And Texas is saying, okay, when we came into the union, we had to follow this, 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 and this, or you wouldn't let us in. Now, all the states have to follow the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear that voting is regulated by the governor. No. The courts, no. The legislature, only. Not by some little representative, little guy who is working for the election commission. No, it's regulated by the legislature. They tell them what to do. It has to be fair and equal across the board. So if they are thrown out, if the results are thrown out from these four states, then nobody will have 270. It will go to the House of Representatives, where every state gets one vote. Not for every representative, but each state gets a vote. And the states that are Republican are 30. And the states that are Democrat, obviously, are 20. So at that point, Donald J. Trump becomes president. But if we do not get this done, we're going to have a one-party system in this country. and it's not going to be a party that you're going to like. They're already lining up at the border. They've got people lining up at the border to come across from Mexico. They've got people from China. They've got people from the Middle East. They've got people from Africa. They've got people from Nicaragua. They've got people from El Salvador all lining up at the border to come across. They found a lot of them are criminals. They found also a lot. I'm not saying they all are. A number of their criminals, a number with COVID, who are lined up at the border to come across. We're going to have open borders, tear down the wall. They're going to take away our guns. They're going to try to defund the police. They're going to try to increase and pack the courts. I mean, we can look at what's going on. You will not recognize this country 100 days.
And they'll get back into the trade deals. Yeah, they'll get back into the trade deals. China will, just as Trump said, own America, and then they'll usher in the so-called Great Reset, which is one world communist socialism with China and others. This is when they'll all fight each other, but I don't even want to talk about
George
that.
George Soros because, and the Communist Party, and that's exactly what's happening. We'll all be learning Mandarin.
We don't even know their names. We don't even know the names of the people who think, you know, there are people who think they're going to be in control. Like, Pelosi's a puppet, too. Pelosi knew that Swalwell was dirty, and most of them do. And that's what happens when you're weak and you don't know what freedom is about. But
now here's the thing. Both parties, too, because Mitch McConnell's wife, his wife is also very closely connected to the Communist Party, and her father was big in shipping there. So it goes both parties. I mean, they are equal opportunity buyers. And they, you know, if you think that this is questionable, well, the Communist China really wouldn't do this. Well, they're doing it in China. They're actually training, in Canada, they're actually training Chinese troops in Canada right now.
That came out, too.
Right.
All this information is leaking now, and it is not accidental that it is. What's
Professor
your thought
Lieber,
as to why
professor,
all this is coming out
in charge of
now?
The chemistry department at Harvard was on the Chinese payroll, $50,000 a month. They bought him.
Yep. They can buy anybody they want, and sadly, there's way too many in America that have lost their souls. And now
absolutely.
They've lost their souls.
Absolutely. Land of the brave and home of the free. We have to live up to that. It's a wonderful thing, but we have to live up to it. Lip service doesn't count. We're at a point now where we have to stand up, not just give lip service. There are things we can do every day. You can talk to your friends. You can get them committed. You can show them the truth. Just let them listen to your show. Let them listen to mine. Let them listen to Tucker Carlson. Now, especially let them listen to Rush Limbaugh. And this season, we need to say a prayer for Rush Limbaugh and
the tribulations
he's going through, because he's part of the reason that we have a conservative president like Donald Trump is Rush Limbaugh. He's been fighting it all this time for 30 years.
Yes, and he's the reason why you and I do what we do. If it
had not been for Rush Limbaugh,
there would not be conservative talk radio.
Right. He set the standard. He set the bar, and he's still at his peak performance, despite all the problems.
Erskine, let me ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
The videos that I've been watching, and I've been watching some good ones that seem to be quite cogent about what's going on. And I watch a lot of them lately because I want to get a different perspective. They're kind of underground videos.
Mm-hmm.
And one point is made again and again, and I agree and have thought so for a long time. And that is, this was not an election, November 3rd, 2020. It was a sting operation. And they had to, I can't believe we're almost done. Wait a minute, this is too early. I've got 2 minutes. How could that be?
It wasn't an election.
Sure,
it's become
that.
A coup d'etat.
Yeah, and Trump has been ready for them. You know about the 2018. Trump has been ready for them, and he needed to let everybody see just the level of corruption in order to get people and hold them accountable, you have to let them commit the crime. You can't stop them in advance. Oh, you were intending to do this. No, that's why this is like lancing a wound that has been there for decades. That's the point I wanted to make. I have to run. I have 90 seconds, and I got to wrap up the show.
I hope you're right on that, Karen. I want to tell you, God bless you. Have a wonderful Hanukkah, Christmas. Have a wonderful time. This is a magical time. Things are going to happen this time. Between Christmas and New Year's is a very magical time. The stars align, and it is extremely magical. Realize this, and God is in charge. Realize that.
Thank you, Erskine. You are just wonderful. Thanks for your time and for your wisdom. That about does it for me and Spouting Off. Have not only a wonderful weekend, but I could not echo Erskine's thoughts anymore. Thanks to Doug and Don and the twins. They're the twins. And everybody at BBS Radio. And thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And from now on, until we get our country back, Chazak, which means in Hebrew, strength.